このカバンの中にしますか。
割と a little shy。少
し恥ずかしがり屋です
。His name is Ellie。
エリーという名前です。
Hey Ellie, why don't you come out?
No, I want to come out. What are you doing? No, no, 出たくないよ。
We walked over here. I was telling you that we're going to do a message.
今日ここに歩いてきててメッセージをやるって言ったでしょ。
どうでした。
恥ずかしがらないです
。 No, I don't want to come out. No, I don't want to come out.
But you know, Enoch is here.
Enoch
is here.
Enoch
is here.
Are you excited?
Wow,
look at the people out here. You're scared. You guys, can you say, oh, kids, Ellie, come out.
Ellie, come out!
Ellie, come out!
Today's message is on that board there. You see it?
今日のメッセージはそこに載ってるものです。
Can you read it?
読める
Well, I'll read it to you then, okay? It says, For God did not give us the spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
神は
仏教
の霊ではなく、力と愛と
資料分別の愛を私たちに与えます。You understand that? 分かる okay, okay, okay. Okay, how to explain this to you, Ellie?
どうやって説明しようか。
Okay, okay, kids. As parents, you believe that words are powerful, right?
言葉にすごく力があるとみんな分かってるよね。
Words are powerful. So whatever you say affects what you do. Do you understand that? Okay, then I have to demonstrate to you. And everyone is part of this. Okay? So I need you to stay there. Okay, now you watch us, okay? Now, imagine that the thumb represents God. And this index finger represents you. Okay, you try that. Everyone, kids, try it, okay? Alright? And what you do is you put your finger and your index finger together. Try to touch God. As hard and hard as you can. Now you have to say that you believe and you can believe in God's word. Can you believe that? Now I'll show you an easy thing to understand how powerful words are. Now, I want you to put your finger like that and say, I'm going to ask you a question. Can you believe these words? And I want you to say, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, just say that.
この言葉、じゃあちょっと通訳めぐみは相手ね。この言葉信じていますか？いや、違う。信じられません。信じられません。
っていうのをやってみます。
Okay, I'm going to try to pull God off you, okay? And you're going to say, I can't do it, I can't do it. Can you believe it? Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it louder.
I can't.
できない。
I can't.
See? If you say you can't do it, you can't do it.
できないって言うと、できないん
です。Oh, you understand this part? Okay. Now, try it again.
もう一度やってみます。
And this time...I want you to say, I can trust God. I can do it.
今度はできるって
言う。 I can do it.
できるって何度も言います。
I can do it. Harder. I can do it.
できる。
The power of love and self-discipline. Okay?
それができる。
All right? You need to I'm gonna pull it apart. Okay? Say, I can do it.
I can do it.
God is much better. God is wants to pull you together like that. And the evil ones are going to try to pull you apart. So what do you say? I can trust God. I can do it. Ellie, do you understand? I need some children to come in here and try to do it. I need two kids. Oh, well, okay, come here. How about here? And I need another one. Not a brother, but someone else.
No,
not a sister. How about an adult? I need an adult. Come here. Yes, you.
No. Lily.
Lily, let me ask you a question.
I want to
die for you. Okay, and say, put your finger like that together, okay? And say, I can't do it. And I want you to pull it as hard as you can. I can trust God with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my might. I can do it. I can do it. Look at me and say, I can do it. Together. Now you hold it with all your strength. Say, I can do it. 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 I can do it.
Wait.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are the greatest God ever. I adore you. We adore you, Lord. Let these children know that they can do anything with your work. Let them be able to say, I can. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Andy and Megumi and all the kids. Thank you so much.
今日上に人詰まってないかな?
I'm not really sure if anyone was asked. It's not really us to ask. Has anyone been asked to go upstairs, Kaori-san? Okay, so Kaori will go up with the small children. So if you're a small child, you can go upstairs with Kaori today with Mrs. Sussman. It's so nice to hear Andy's messages, isn't it? So much fun. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can trust God, and we need to declare that from our mouth. Amen. I'd like to get the message, the adult message for today. It's actually a continuation of a series. The name of the series is Draw Near, Hold Fast, and Encourage More. By the way, if you've missed the beginning of the series, you can listen online, and we really encourage you to do that.
この3つのことはそれぞれ独立しているわけじゃなくて折り重なっているんですね。
All of these three things are not individual things that we need to do, but rather it's really one thing that has three parts that are joined together.
復習として、その聖書の箇所をもう一度見てみましょう。
Just for those who weren't here, and even for those of us who need a reminder, let's look at the passage one more time.
はい、では、これは新約聖書のヘブル人への手紙というところからですね。
This is from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament.
お読みしてます。
I'll read it. It's written in Japanese.
信頼しきって真心から神に近づこうではありませんか。約束してくださったのは真実な方なのですから、公に言い表した希望を揺るがぬようにしっかり保ちましょう。互いに愛と善行を励むように心がけ、ある人たちの集会に倣って集会を断ったりせず、むしろ励まし合いましょう。他の日が近づいているのをあなた方は知っているのですから、ますます励まし合おうではありませんか。
Chad, would you mind reading the English first?
Let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering.For he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
私たちはイエス様の十字架によって神様の前に出ることが許されていくんですね。
So because of the death on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have been given admission.To approach God.
それを忘れずに私たちはイエス様から与える希望を忘れずにしっかり握ろうっていうんですね。
And we have been granted as a privilege this access to God, so we need to hold on to that.
でもそれを自分のものだけではなくてその希望をそして人々に分かち合おう励まし合おうっていうんですね。
But this isn't something that we can do alone, but rather this is something that we need to do as a church, as a community, as the family of God.
で今日はその2番目のところで Hold Fast というところを。
So today we want to focus on the second part, Hold Fast.
で、ギリシャ言語、新約聖書はもともとギリシャ語で書かれているんで。
The New Testament is originally written in the Greek language.
ギリシャ語ではカテコーメンという言葉です。
And in Greek, the word that is commanded here is カテコーメン。
で、直訳すればしっかり握るんですね。
And if we translate it, not kind of to fit the context, but more of the raw message of this word, it means grab it tightly.、
ね、しっかり握りましょう。
Just grab it tightly, like you're holding on for your life. Grab it tightly.
私たちはここで、通訳するときに、日本語と英語いろいろ考えるんですけども。
So when we share with you the message from the Bible, and when we're thinking in English and Japanese, we really try to think carefully how to share with you.The real heart of the message.
ですから、hold fast とは、まあ日本語に訳すと諦めないとも
言
ってますね。
So maybe in Japanese, the best way to translate this word in Greek is don't give up. 諦めないで means don't give up.
諦めない。
Don't give up.
I can do it. 諦めない。
I can do it. Don't give up.
でも他の言葉で言ったら、
But if you say it in with another word,
たゆまずくじけないとかも言えます。
I don't know those words.
いや、たゆまず、たゆまない、くじけない。
Well, you're saying it more forcefully. Did you guys get it? He's speaking with you. It means the same thing. Hold on, hold on, hold on tight.
で、日本語はいろいろ変わってきてですね。だから、もうダメな時にね、昔だったら落ち込むとか言ったんですけども。
So there's many different ways of expressing things in language, right? So, maybe we might say, I'm really down. I'm really disheartened.
でも、ある人はもう慣れちゃったとか言うんですね。
This vocabulary is way above. I have never knighted that in my whole life. But anyway, don't wither.
あと、へこむとか言うんですね。へこむ。へこむはね、なんて言うんだろう。
へこまないで、don't へこむ。
へこむ。
Don't, whatever it is.
テンパるとか言うんですね。
I don't know any of these words.
ねえ、いろんなことがね、聞いてて、へこむね、テンパるとか言うんですね。ね、いろんな表現がありますけども。
Anybody, it's like, this is really Japanese. To tell you the truth,Words do not equal other words. Words need to be translated in context. So even though he's saying a bunch of list of words, It doesn't really, I can't translate in English even if I know the words because it's not equal.
Not at all. 泣えそうな時も、へこんだ時も、諦めない。
So no matter what happens, no matter how discouraged you are, no matter how tired you are, don't give up.
かゆまず、くじけない。
Don't give up and keep holding on.
You can do it.
You can do it.
でもここで少し私たち気をつけなきゃいけないことがあります。
But there's something that we really need to be cautious about.
自分の力で頑張ったら限界があります。
If we try and try and try on our own strength, there's a limitation to what we can do. Amen.
自分の力だけでやるときに的外れなことをしてしまうことがあります。
If you try to doSomething on your own strength, you're going to get to the end of yourself. Get to the end of your strength.
私たちは本当に神様の前に出て、道筋を見て、そして神様の力を与えられて進んでいくことが必要です。
So, remember what we talked about last week. Draw near. Hold fast has to be born out of draw near. We receive the power from God.And then we can
この中でですね、今まで慣れたこともへこんだこともくじけたこともない人いますか？今まで全然くじけたことない。
Never felt discouraged, who's never felt like giving up. Is there anyone here who's never had that experience?
でも、頑張ってもくじけそうになることは確かです。
Certainly, we always come to various situations where we feel like.God, I just can't continue. I just can't go on. In life, everything does not go as we wish. Life is not a bowl of cherries. Amen. There's different circumstances that are difficult. There's different times that come up in our path and we stumble.
で自分でバカな失敗をすることなんですね。なんてことなんですか。
And there's times when you just want to hit yourself in the head and say, how could I be so stupid?
なんであんなことをしたのかとか、なんであんなこと言っちゃったんだろうとか。
Why did I do such a stupid thing? Why did I say such a stupid thing?
結構気楽に言っちゃうと、もう変なこと言っちゃうんですよね。
If I realize,Wow, I said something really that I shouldn't have said.
特に男性は気をつけないと、奥さんに言う言葉は気をつけないと、ちょっと気をつけて言わない、変なこと言っちゃいましたよね。
Especially men should be careful what they say to us ladies. Amen?
Amen. 綺麗ですね。
At time, we should say,
はい、でも私たちは本当に失敗をしますけれども、失敗から学ばなくちゃいけません。
Certainly, we make mistakes in what we do and in what we say, but we need to start learning from our mistakes.
そして失敗したらもう一度神様に近づくことから始めたいと思います。
And if we mess up, we need to again draw near to God.
今日は、聖書の箇所は新約聖書のマタイの福音書から読みたいと思います。
Today I want to look at a passage in Matthew.
有名な箇所なので、多分皆さんご存知だと思います。
I expect that most of you, if you've ever read the Bible or listened to the Bible before, you probably know this passage.
では、マタイの福音書13章からお読みします。
Read together.
その日、イエスは家を出て湖のほとりに座っておられた。すると大勢の群衆がそばに集まってきたので、イエスは船に乗って腰を下ろされた。群衆はみんな岸辺に立っていた。イエスは例えを用いて彼らに多くのことを語られた。種をまく人が種まきに出ていった。まいている間にある種は道端に落ち、鳥が来て食べてしまった。他の種は石だらけで土の少ないところに落ち、そこは土が浅いのですぐ芽を出した。しかし日が昇ると焼けて根がないために枯れてしまった。他の種は茨の間に落ち、茨が伸びてそれを塞いでしまった。ところが他の種は良い土地に落ち、実を結んで、あるものは100倍、あるものは60倍、あるものは30倍にもなった。
アメン。Read the English. Matthew 13, verse 1 to 9. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him
that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth rain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears
listen.
This is often called the parable of the sower, the parable of the seeds, the parable of the soils. There's different names. But if you read it carefully, is this really about a sower? Isn't it really about dirt?
About
the dirt, the soil of the ground? This is not the kind of sowing that is done nowadays, but rather this is the kind of sowing that was done in Jesus' time. In Japan, actually, they really very carefully plant each seed, one seed at a time. But this is a very famous painting.
でも昔は本当に種はもうこのままそーっとこうまだ撒いていたんですね。
And Jesus' day, they sowed seeds like this. They threw the seeds like this.
もう日本人だったらちょっと信じられないかもしれないけど、こうやってこうやって撒いていたんですね。どこに落ちるかあんまり気にしないんですね。
Perhaps in Japan we can't imagine because we plant seeds so carefully one at a time. But that time they just planted the seed and I don't know where they're going to fall. Just the plant.
ですから。種がいろんなところに落ちるんです。
So if you think about it, it's a natural course of events that the seed would land in different areas, right? Different kinds of soil.
道端に落ちるんですね。
Some of them landed on the street.
で、道端に落ちたら皆さんわかるように道は硬いから絶対根が出るわけないんですよ、ね。
So if you think about it, it's obvious if the seed lands on a hard street, nothing's going to happen.
それから石だらけの土地、土がないところに落ちたりするんですね。
So another possibility is it will land on soil that has lots of rocks, and if it lands on that kind of soil, again, it's not going to grow and bear fruit. It won't get very strong, grow very big.
それから茨っていういろんなのが生えてる茨の中に入ってしまったら。
Another example of soil is soil that has lots of weeds, lots of thorns.Things growing, and if it lands on that kind of soil again, it's not going to grow.
伸びて、それ確かに伸びていくかもしれないけど、もうそこで下がっちゃって、もう実を結ぶことはないんですよね。
Certainly, it might start to grow, but because of the bad things growing with it, it's not going to be a very healthy plant that can bear fruit.
たまたまなのか、本当に導かれたのか、良い土地に落ちたら、その種が育つんですね。
But if the seed lands on good soil, it will grow strong and it will bear fruit.
それが100倍とか60倍、ね、今だったらもうもっとかもしれませんけど、本当に多くの実を結ぶんです。
And if we think about it, plants that grow big and strong will naturally bear fruit. Some will bear 100, some 60, and some 30.
弟子たちはこの例えを聞いて、イエス様にこれどういう意味ですか？なんでそんなこと言うんですか？って聞きました。
Maybe the disciples are listening to Jesus and are like, what in the world is he talking about? What's he trying to tell us?
確かにこの種まきの様子はわかるけど、一体それと天の国、神様の国とどういう関係なのかって。
Certainly, they understood this story about the planting of seeds on different types of soil because that was their experience. But they had no idea how that experience connected with the kingdom of
God. イエス様は弟子たちに説明しますね。
So the disciples asked Jesus, and Jesus in a later passage explains the parable to them.
このように言います。
And Jesus says in this way.
だから種をまく人の例えを聞きなさい。誰でも御国の言葉を聞いて悟らなければ悪いものが来て心の中にまかれたものを奪い取る。道端にまかれたものとはこういう人である。石だらけのところにまかれたものとは御言葉を聞いてすぐに喜んで受け入れるが自分には根がないのでしばらく続いても御言葉のために艱難や迫害を送るとすぐに住まい続いてしまう人である。茨の中にまかれたものとは御言葉を聞きが世の思い煩いや富の誘惑が御言葉を覆い塞いで実のならない人である。良い土地にまかれたものとは御言葉を聞いて悟る人である。あるものは100倍、あるものは60倍、あるものは30倍の実を結ぶのである。
Matthew from verse 18 to verse 23. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30.
この種は、まあ、同じ DNA、同じ種をそれぞれの土は受けるんですね。
Think about the seeds. All of the seeds were the same. They all have the same possibility, the same DNA in the beginning, before the sower sows them.
でも、同じ言葉を受けても、土地によって全然状況、反応が違ってくるというんです。
But even though they have the same possibility, it depends on the soil that they fell in, whether that possibility would become a reality.
でも私たちは同じような状況を日々体験していると思います。
But if you look at your own life, wouldn't you agree that all of us go through this kind of thing all the time?
同じ言葉を言っても受け取り手はいろんな受け取り方をします。
People communicate with words, and maybe you hear a certain word from a person or from the Bible, and there's different ways that we can receive that word.
同じ言葉が様々に受け取られます。
It may be the same word, but there are many ways of receiving it.
また同じ人でも同じ言葉が時によっては違うように受け取られます。
And it might even be the very same person.It depends on the time, on your mood at the time. You might receive the same word in a different way, depending on.
だから、まあ、私たち人間の言葉には問題があると思いますけど、神様の言葉にはまずは問題はないんですね。
We have to remember that sometimes the things that people say to us, those words are the problem. But the words that God tells us, those words are never a problem.
でも神様の言葉を受けても受け取り手によって状況は変わるんです。
But it depends on the way we receive that word, what's going to happen next.
ね、ありますね。自分の心の状態で受け取れない時とかありますよね。
Wouldn't you agree? Depending on the state of your heart, how you're going to receive the word of God.
ね、何年か経ってから。ね、
Maybe there's times when you've heard or you've read a passage again and again for years, and then finally, after a long time, you say, I see. Oh, I understand.
自分の心が道端のように硬かった時には、そこは神様の言葉を受け取れないんです。
When your heart is hard, like a hard street, a hard path, you cannot receive what God
has to say to you with God is saying.
自分の心が石だらけの場合はですね、最初は喜んで受け取るんですけど、それで終わっちゃうんです。
If your heart is like a place with lots of rocks.